the freezer, his freezer, which I've never seen anything like it. It has sheep and lambs and lamb heads and stuff. It just freaked me out when I went in there. He said, we would like to order an ice box and send that guy. So this week, Josh, who's a guy that I work with, a kid, 19, who's seen God move so many times, we had to go back to that same place and ride together. And he gets real uncomfortable when we have to ride together. He just does, because I don't have anything else to talk about. I don't. So I'm just sharing, loving on him and trying to love on him. I've never done anything to him. None of them can convict me of sin and say, well, yeah, well, you did that. Not one. Not that I'm boasting to myself, but God's good. And if you allow him to be God and you listen to him, he will father you into being like him. You have the Holy Spirit in you to make you Christ-like. You don't have the Holy Spirit within you just to go to church on Sunday. It's real important. That's a real good word. I hope that we can digest that one. Because look, if you just come to church or Saturday, just come to church once a week and never pick up the book, you will be pummeled and crushed, and the devil will stomp you and eat your lunch every day. Every day. God has given you stuff, an inheritance. But if you never learn what you have, you're subject to the one that we fell to. And he needs stomped. I want my name known in heaven as one that listened and believed and ran the race because other people prayed me into where I am. And there's a great cloud of witnesses clapping a song. Come on, what are you going to do with it? And I want my name known in heaven.